Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. There are hundreds of drugs used in chemotherapy. In short, some are designed for a particular kind of cancer, while others help to aid other chemo drugs. Nicholas Leadbeater, an associate professor of chemistry at the University of Connecticut, takes a look at one drug that was first found by biologists.
We all probably know a family member or friend who at some time has had a diagnosis of cancer. Treatment often begins with several rounds of chemotherapy. The objective of a chemotherapeutic drug is to kill the cancer cells selectively, leaving healthy cells alone. Cisplatin, a very simple compound containing the precious metal platinum, was serendipitously discovered in the 1960s to have a high activity for killing cancer cells. All cells, be they healthy or cancerous, contain DNA. The order or sequence of the chemical units in the DNA determines the information available for the building and maintaining of an organism, similar to the way in which letters of the alphabet appear in certain orders to form words and sentences. A key property of DNA is that it can replicate or make copies of itself. This is critical when cells divide because each new cell needs to have an exact copy of the DNA present in the old cell. Cancerous cells often have a lot of places along the DNA strand where certain chemical units are next to one another, like words with double letters in them. Cisplatin binds strongly to these double letters, and by doing this stops the cancer cell from reproducing. Since healthy cells do not have these double letters, they're not affected as much. To make cisplatin even more selective for cancer cells, and to correct some of its side effects, a range of improved platinum-containing drugs have been developed more recently, and are currently either in use or in clinical trials.
That was the University of Connecticut's Nicholas Leadbeater. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College.
My bones ache, my skin feels cold, and I'm getting so tired and so old.